Kuj ta nabrit, kuj nabrit.
Kjer je nabrit, čuj, kjer je te tak nabrit, čujte. Kak je to ti nabrit, kaj si ti anormala? Kaj si ti nor, kak je to ti nabrit? Nabrit je off, ne?
V Istanbulu protest za sekularno izobraževanje.
Več kot 40 mrtvih nogometnih navijačev v Kajru.
Cipras v prvem nagovoru parlamenta napovedal, da podaljšanja programa pomoči ne bo.
Na protestu v Istanbulu se je v nedeljo zbralo več kot 10 tisoč ljudi. Ti so zahtevali sekularno in demokratično izobraževanje. Glavni pobudniki so bile različne organizacije, ki združujejo manjšinske alavite, saj njihovi verski objekti v Turčiji še vedno niso priznani. Poleg tega je vladajoča stranka AKP v osnovne šole uvedla tudi obvezen predmet kultura, religije in znanje o morali, ki promovira sunitski islam, čeprav ima Turčija dolgo zgodovino sekularizma. Zaradi tega splošnega nasprotovanja vladi se je protestu pridružilo tudi več komunističnih in levičarskih skupin. Zaradi zgoraj navedenih razlogov se sicer čez 4 dni obeta tudi enodnevni bojkot srednješolskih predavanj po vsej državi.
V spopadih s policijo in kaosu, ki je sledil, je bilo pred nogometno tekmo v egiptovskem Kajru ubitih več kot 40 ljudi. Večina je umrla zaradi zadušitve v stampedu, ki sta ga povzročila posredovanje policije in uporaba solzivca. Policija pravi, da je do posredovanja prišlo, ker so na stadion želeli navijači brez vstopnic, ti pa trdijo, da je policija odprla zgolj en vhod, kar je povzročilo preribanje in policiji dalo razlog za uporabo sile. Dogajanje na egiptovskih stadionih ima sicer tudi politično zgodovino, saj so navijaške skupine odigrale pomembno vlogo pri padcu Mubarakovega režima, vse od takrat pa je policija do navijačev še bolj groba in nepopustljiva. Po dogodku so oblasti do nadaljnega prepovedale vse nogometne tekme.
Novi grški premier Alexis Tsipras je upravil svoj prvi nagovor novo izvoljenega parlamenta. Poudaril je, da so prioriteta njegove vlade obubožani in brezposelni Grki, ne pa dolžniki. Tako njegova vlada ne namerava zaprositi za podaljšanje programa finančne pomoči, ki se je po njegovih besedah izkazal za škodljivega. Ob tem je tudi povedal, da se je prejšnja vlada pod vodstvom stranke Nova demokracija ob zadnjem podaljšanju programa kljub ponujenemu polletnemu odlogu odločila za le 2 meseca in s tem namenoma spravila novo vlado v položaj, ko se mora s tem ukvarjati že v prvih tednih. Tsipras je sicer napovedal tudi varčevanje, vendar predvsem pri vladnem voznem parku.
V ZDA že od prejšnje sobote stavka 4000 delavcev zaposlenih na naftnih rafinerijah. Stavkajoči so združeni v sindikatu United Steelworkers Union, čez vikend pa se jim je pridružilo še 1440 delavcev vseh drugih rafinerij v zvezni državi Ohio in Indiana. Gre za prvo nacionalno stavko delavcev na naftnih rafinerijah od leta 1980, ki sedaj pridruženimi vključuje že 11 rafinerij stavkajočimi, kar predstavlja že okrog 13% zmožnosti ZDA za predelovanje nafte. O stavki bomo čez eno uro več izvedeli v pogovoru z Wayneom Renikom iz United Steelworkers Union.
Britov sta pripravila Jaša in Zala.
Kjer je nabrit, čuj, kjer je te tak nabrit, čujte? Kak je to ti nabrit, kaj si ti anormala? Kaj si ti nor, kak je to ti nabrit? Nabrit je off, ne?
V ZDA že od prejšnje sobote stavka 4000 delavcev zaposlenih na naftnih rafinerijah. Stavkajoči so združeni v sindikatu United Steelworkers Union, čez vikend pa se jim je pridružilo še 1440 delavcev dveh drugih rafinerij v zvezni državi Ohio in Indiana. Gre za prvo nacionalno stavko delavcev na naftnih rafinerijah od leta 1980, ki sedaj pridruženimi vključuje že 11 rafinerij stavkajočimi, kar predstavlja že okrog 13% zmožnosti ZDA za predelovanje nafte.
Za pogajanja s podjetjem Shell, ki v pogovorih zastopa tudi interese drugih lastnikov rafinerij, so se prejšnji teden slabo končala. O tokratni stavki, zahtevah delavcev in spremembah, s katerimi se soočajo na delovnem mestu v zadnjih letih, smo govorili z Wayneom Renikom iz United Steelworkers Union. O tokratni stavki, zahtevah delavcev in spremembah, s katerimi se soočajo na delovnem mestu v zadnjih letih, smo govorili z Wayneom Renikom iz United Steelworkers Union.
Since this is the largest refinery strike since 1980, what is the reason that you decided to strike now after all these years, and what are your basic demands?
I think the industry left us with really no other option but to strike. At the bargaining table, they were not offering substantial proposals, and they were really refusing to meaningfully address our major issues. This is not a strike so much about wages and economics. It's definitely a strike about safety conditions. These facilities over the years, industry and the companies are using more and more contractors. There are less experienced people who aren't as well trained as our members. They don't know the facilities as well. This is contributing to the safety problems within the plants. Also, they don't want to address staffing levels. There are too many people working too many consecutive days, working long hours overtime, where there's something called the fatigue factor entering. And again, this creates the likelihood of more accidents and unsafer conditions. And also, this impact goes beyond the workplace. It goes to the community at large. Many of these facilities are surrounded by residential areas, and if you have a catastrophe, a major accident, not only does it cause injuries and damage to the people at work, but it's also a threat to the surrounding community.
And since now you're negotiating, does the current low price of oil influence your bargaining position?
I think it really does not have an impact. The cost of labor, when it comes to what the cost of a gallon of gas here in North America is, very minimal. We're talking like 3 to 5 cents a gallon. So the cost of labor in a refinery is a very small part of the overall cost of a gallon of gasoline.
But then if the cost of labor is so low, then why would you say that they are trying to lower it even more?
Well, I mean, because any expense on labor, you subtract any labor expense and it goes straight to the bottom line. And I think that's the problem we're having. The companies are too concerned with return to shareholders, and they're not concerned enough about the well-being of their workers or the well-being of the surrounding communities.
In your description, you mentioned a growing number of contract employees. How long have you been noticing this trend?
Well, it's been happening over the decades, and it just continues. It's been going on for more than 20 years, and it's escalating at a quicker pace now.
And you explained how it influences the safety, but how is the growing number of contract workers also reflected in the union movement? Have you noticed anything like that?
Well, sure. What they're doing is when a member retires, they don't replace him, but they bring more. They try to replace his work with outside contractors. It takes away from the union membership it subtracts in the union membership when they don't replace our members in the worksite.
Have you tried organizing the contract employees? Is that even an option?
Well, I think the contract language is that the company has the right to use contractors at certain times, but I think it's, I mean, that's a good question. I know that we always try to organize other workers in a worksite, but I think contractors, how they are brought in, they're not brought in as bargaining unit employees that are eligible to join the union.
The strike in 1980 actually lasted for 3 months. What are your expectations now?
It's hard to say. It's a day-to-day situation. We're only striking currently at 9 locations. Out of the 30,000 people we represent, only 3,800 at this point are on strike. And we don't know how talks will go at the bargaining table, and we don't know what our options are going to be going down the road. So at this point, it's really hard to determine how long this will last. But things aren't going to move along, and you know, a contract is not going to. We're not going to be moving to the possibility of getting an agreement until the company really starts seriously addressing the safety issues here.
Jutranji Britov intervju je pripravila Zala.